Hi, Larissa. John Purcell calling you.
Well, hi. I understand you're heading back to St. Paul for a quick third special session. Is that what we're at now?
Yeah, okay. And I certainly will hope that it's quick, you know. I hesitate to put a time frame on anything when I go down there, to be honest with you, but I hope it's quick.
And I understand that no bonding bill will take place because the state's in the process of selling bonds, and laws and stuff say you can't do more bonding when that's going on, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we can't do it in August because the state is selling bonds. I've been advised that we're most likely going to have a September special session to take up a bonding bill, and it appears that there is progress on having an agreement across the aisle and with the House and Senate too on a bonding bill. So hopefully, but you know, if say a prayer or whatever.
All right, what else is going on in this special session beyond selling the bonds? I'm sure that's not what the legislature is doing, but
no, correct. And there will be another request and I believe affirmation of the governor's executive authority for another 30 days. We've talked about this before, and I agree with the 60 some percent of Minnesotans who think the governor's doing a good job, and he needs to have that authority to act quickly. So that will happen. I don't know exactly what else is potentially going to be taken up. I will tell you that I have rejacketed, as it's called. Every time session ends, the bills that we have become in their current form become obsolete, and they have to be rejacketed and get a new number and all that, and be reintroduced. And I have asked for the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency policy bill that I'm carrying to be rejacketed. It has been, and it'll be reintroduced. Don't know if it'll be taken up, but I want to be ready. And it's been through committees already last spring, and there's some very important language for closed landfills, and it's to ensure that liability doesn't fall on the state and for these closed landfills. So that, and I know there are other bills, there are other House and likely Senate members too that are having bills rejacketed, but I can just share with you that one. And I've got a bill that is a new bill that's being jacketed now, and it quite simply calls for that Columbus statue to not be put back up on state capitol grounds.
Okay. All right, that's probably pretty much it, huh, John?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what else might be taken up. We were happy, and I think you and I have talked about this, Larissa, that we did get in the last special session the police reform bill done.
Yeah.
And that's got some good things in it, not everything everybody wanted, but some real good changes. And we need that. We absolutely need that. And to pay more attention to police officers. And you know, I'll tell you, if just a couple of seconds here.
Yeah.
If they have, and maybe I've mentioned this before, but when this police reform legislation was being considered, it was probably a month ago, maybe even further back than that, I had a phone call from a... retired, I'm pretty sure he was retired police, but he was still a member of the Minnesota Police Federation over east of here, over in Grand Rapids or in that area anyway. and he wanted to talk, and I, yeah, you betcha, and we talked for a half hour, I'll bet, anyway, and I told him I understood, you know, some about policing, primarily from my military service and interaction with military police, because I was an emergency medic in the service. I maybe shared that with you before.
Yeah.
And so we interacted, you know, when the there wasn't 911 calls and back in those days. That was during Vietnam. But when we got called, they got called, and vice versa if there was any kind of injury or whatever. So I interacted with police. Anyway, this fellow was telling me that, yeah, we need to do things, and but don't, you know, don't make it onerous or whatever. And I said, you know, I said, I want to make sure that you police officers have access to mental health services, and that there are mental health services folks that you have access to go on calls, because a significant percentage, maybe as high as 50% of the calls that police officers respond to in Minnesota, probably countrywide, are mental health related. And the guy said, yeah, he said, that for sure. He said, but I don't want to know. I don't want the other police officers knowing that I went to a shrink. And I said, well, that's part of the problem too. I said, number one, you don't use the word shrink anymore. That was, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, that was the way we talked about, you know, psychiatrists, et cetera. But you don't use that language anymore. And I said, we need to reconnect the head with the rest of the body. And that mental health issues are part of everyday life. Everybody is going to have a mental health issue in their time. In their life, and maybe more than one, maybe more than a couple. And I said, I told him, I know that because I'm a PTSD Vietnam vet from being a medic, and I had to deal with it, and still am. So anyway, I just share that with you because that's something I was really wanting to push, and I was surprised, but not overly surprised to get that kind of a response from this fella. And I'm I don't know how old he was, but I'm thinking he's closer to my age than your age.
back in the day, stigma of, like, people of my generation aren't embarrassed to admit they need to seek psychiatric or psychological help.
Yes, we need to mainstream that. I absolutely believe that, Larissa, that there's been an improvement in accepting that the head's part of the body, and, you know, and health, mental health is part of overall health. But it's still, there's still some stigma out there, and we need to overcome that. And that's, I'm going to keep pushing for that. So, anyway, don't want to take too much of your time, but I enjoy talking with you.